What is this? What is it? It's the Edge. And if you'd like the Edge, if you'd like to increase your performance levels and your consistency, then you're going to absolutely love this episode of Driving Inspiration Podcast. Now, I'm going to share with you the performance model, and there's only three parts to it, so it's super quick but powerful. And the first part is your conscious mind, you've got your subconscious mind, and then you've got your self-image. Now, when those three things are all the same size, when there's equal energy on in each part, as you can see from the diagram, the circles are exactly the same size, they're working together, that's when we create flow. So I know you've had flow, whether you're at work or you play a sport or you with your family, whatever it is that you're doing, you're not putting thought into it and it seems quite effortless, doesn't it? As you may or may not know, I play the game of snooker, and when those three circles are again working together in synergy, I'm so present. And again, it's effortless, but usually my performance is extremely high. It's when I'm playing the best that I can. And you'd be the same, there's no question. As another example, when you're in flow for, let's say, a salesperson, when the, again, the conscious, subconscious, and self-image are working together for the salesperson, that's when they're really connecting with the customer. That's when they're being present again and asking questions and listening and really understanding who the customer is, their circumstances, and what they need and want. And often they're so well rehearsed in their product and their presentation that they just don't have to think about it. It's just nice and smooth and effortless, and the rewards and the sales are there consistently. Now, the problem, the challenge, if you will, better word, is that often those three circles are not in sync. They're not the same size, and the challenges come there. So as a couple of examples, one is when your conscious mind, your conscious circle is bigger than your subconscious and your self-image, what happens? Well, this is when you overthink. You could overanalyze. It's when you get in your head and sometimes you don't know what to do. You can freeze because sometimes there's too many options. You can become quite indecisive. But firstly, what happens to your flow? Very rarely is there flow when you're in your conscious mind only or predominantly. But secondly, what happens to your performance levels? They drop. Absolutely. Another example is, let's say your self-image is inflated and it's much bigger than your conscious and your subconscious mind. That's where it's almost like you feel entitled that you should receive the accolades or win or come first or whatever it is that you're doing, but you might not have the skills or the know-how on how to do it, how to achieve it. Another example might be for an inflated self-image that people are all talk and little substance. So again, it doesn't work, there's no flow, and performance levels absolutely drop and sometimes are quite poor. So the key, once more, is to have each of those three things in synergy. And if you'd like some help with getting there more often, if you have a team, oh, this is absolutely gold, please reach out to us. We can have a conversation to see if we're a good fit and we can help your team. Because if when you get this, the results and the changes are absolutely phenomenal. So reach out, support@nextlevelselling.com.au. That's support@nextlevelselling.com.au. I'm Adrian Law. This is Driving Inspiration Podcast. Have a great day. Have an awesome week. And I'll speak soon. Bye for now.